And I just request all the brothers to come closer to the front, inshallah. Those who are, everyone's requested to please sit. Hopefully we will, by 8 o'clock, inshallah, the program will be finished. We're not going to make it too long. Inshallah, we can finish by 8 o'clock and then we can all go home and have a nice big dinner, inshallah. So if everyone can please come closer to the front so we can start the program. Sathi aage aage aaje, inshallah. And from upstairs, if you have any of the sisters, Shama, or anyone else who's upstairs, you can just message about if the sound and everything is clear. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected friends and elders and my dear beloved youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, it's nice to see everyone in the masjid. Can I just request those who are at the back, just come forward, inshallah. Please, if you can come forward. Whenever we have these gatherings, we should always try and come closer. Because Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, sakina, tranquility, all of these things descend on the gathering. So we should all try and come closer. Whenever the Sahaba would sit in a gathering like this, they'd sit so close together, you couldn't find any gaps in between. So we should all move closer. Gee, the young brothers at the back, one Ibrahim, gee, you can come forward. It's not for too long, inshallah. Hopefully your back pain won't start. Inshallah, you've got half an hour, inshallah. Acha, so alhamdulillah, we're gathered here today for a very important talk, very important program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran many times tells us stories. Stories of the prophets of the past, stories of the tribes of the past. Allah ta'ala even mentions incidents that will happen in the future. And all of these incidents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, sometimes it's not even stories of prophets, it's stories of just some person, some example Allah ta'ala wants to bring in front of us. Daraballahu mathalan, and then Allah Ta'ala says Allah is going to mention an example and Allah mentions an example. All of these examples are so we learn lessons from them, we take lessons from them. And that's why this ayat I just recited, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the stories of the prophets, there are lessons that the people of intelligence can take back. So inshallah, we in the past we've had certain events where we discussed the life of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. We even briefly talked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, mashallah, the month of Rabiul Awwal is here in front of us. So hopefully, inshallah, we're going to be planning some events in regards to the seerah of the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we all should try and attend all of these gatherings so we increase in our information of the prophets, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We increase in our love for the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and we can also learn how to make ourselves better people by looking at the lives of these great personalities. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing the life and legacy of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, a very great prophet of Allah. And mashallah, we have our Murna Adam Sab, who's a graduate of Islamic Da'wah Academy in Leicester. Mashallah, he's a young alim, very talented alim, mashallah, in our locality. We need to benefit from the local ulama that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed amongst us. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people nowadays taking knowledge from internet, taking knowledge from TikTok, mashallah. TikTok, is this a place where we take knowledge from? People go on TikTok to listen to music videos. And we have other brothers who say, I take my knowledge from TikTok. I follow the Sheikh on TikTok. SubhanAllah, are you only following the Sheikh on TikTok? Are you following some other lady Sheikh on TikTok as well? We have to ask ourselves these questions. These are not sites that are platforms of knowledge. These are platforms of other things which are far away from ilm and piety and goodness. So how can we expect to take pure knowledge from these kind of sites? So that's why we have our young ulama in this locality. And mashallah, I'm one of the imams here, but we have so many young ulama. So time to time they will come, they will give talks, so at least we know that we have this person. And at the end of the day, you know, we may feel a certain connection with a certain scholar, so we go to them, we ask them questions. We always have questions, we always have issues. So we should go to the scholars and take them there, inshallah. So before we continue with the gathering, we'd like to initiate this gathering, as all gatherings, with the best of words, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'd like to call Hafiz Abu Bakr to come forward and recite a portion of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
Mashallah, Jazakallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase him in his hifz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase him in his piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make him and the other young hufaz we have in our community a beacon of light for the Muslims and for the believers. Achha, without any further ado, inshallah, I'd like to, because I don't want to drag this out, so mashallah, we can all listen attentively. I'd like to call Mona Adam Sab to come forward and deliver his talk.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. My dear respected brothers, elders and young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Unfortunately, I did have a whole lecture prepared, but 20 minutes before the bayan, I phoned Mufti Sahib to say I'm not feeling well at all. I'm feeling nauseous, so I might not be able to conduct the bayan. So I'll start off with the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I'm not feeling well, Mufti Sahib. But inshallah, how much ever we can do, we will do inshallah. In the verses recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ, that verily indeed for you there is a perfect example in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, that there is a perfect example for you in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because his life was an embodiment of one quality. There was many qualities, but one quality was exemplary, stood out, and one quality is what we remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for. And that quality is the quality of taslim. That quality is the quality of Islam. What does Islam mean? Does Islam mean peace? The actual meaning of Islam is submission. Aslama yuslimu islaman. If brothers can avoid video recording, jazakumullah khairan. If brothers can avoid video recording. If the quality of Islam is submission, to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do, then to submit one's will, one's desire in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. And this is exemplary. This quality is something that everybody needs in their life. We are alhamdulillah mu'min. Mu'min means a believer, that we have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have accepted Him to be our Rabb. We have accepted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to be our messenger. So we are already on the level of Iman. Now it's time to come onto the level of Islam. When we talk, we say mu'min, Muslim, mashallah, the brother became a Muslim. Mashallah, the brother is a mu'min now. He's a Muslim, mu'min. It's interchangeable. We change it as we wish. We use it for whatever. But in the terminology of Sharia, there is a difference. A mu'min is what you could call a basic believer. He has submitted to Allah. He has believed in Allah. And a Muslim is slightly different. A Muslim means that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to do, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited him to do, then he acts according with the commands of Allah and he abstains from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a Muslim. This is what you call a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musliman Hanifa, that he was a Muslim. Number one, he was a Muslim. In Maktab, one of the students asked me one day that, Qadi sahab, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, my teacher was asking me that this Islam, your religion of Islam, just started with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, that means there were no Muslims. So I would say, that's not true. Because the first Muslim to ever set foot on the earth was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Islam simply means to believe in Allah and to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means. So every prophet that came, every person that believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and followed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had issued, or any orders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, all those people are Muslims. So with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll start with two stories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and these are two stories which are very common, everyone knows it, so we'll say it briefly. The main purpose of this program is not for stories. The main purpose of this program is, as Mufti Sahib said, is that we derive lessons from the stories we hear. Because if we listen to stories but no lessons are derived, no way to practice upon these stories, then these stories are just a means of entertainment. And remember, my dear brothers, we do not listen to bayans, lectures for entertainment. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Dorat Hafidhullah Ta'ala, mentioned something very beautiful. He said, a bayan is a mirror. A bayan, a lecture, whenever you go for a lecture, it's a mirror. What is it a mirror for? That this bayan is a reflection of what should be in my life. So, if the lecturer in the bayan, in the lecture, does not say something that is of benefit for me, then I should feel that I have not acquired anything from this lecture. This lecture should not just be that whatever I am practicing upon, then make sure the lecturer says those things. Whatever I am practicing, the lecturer should say those things. And if the lecturer says something against my will, then this bayan wasn't really that good. Because it's not something that I wanted to hear. No, my dear brothers, a lecture should be given, or a lecture should be heard with this in mind, that whatever faults are in my life, inshallah, the lecturer will pay attention, will drive my attention, will show me what my faults are and show me how to rectify it. So this is why we derive lessons from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. First, we'll mention the stories in brief. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with his wife Hajar alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, who at that time wasn't a prophet, was very small, was still breastfeeding, was still dependent on his mother. They went on a journey, and as they were approaching a place, it was a complete barren place, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, let's rest here for now. As soon as he rested at that place, completely barren place, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood up and started walking away and signaled to his wife and his son that you lot remain here, and started walking away. And the mother, the wife, approached Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and said that, where are you going? So he never replied and continued walking. And he left Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet of Allah, left his wife and he left his son in a barren land with no water, no food whatsoever. Just left them, deserted them. Second story. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes back once home and he goes to his son and he says, I've had a dream, and in my dream I have been ordered to slaughter you, so come on, let's go, and I'm going to slaughter you. Two stories which are very strange, very weird, which do not make any sense. If such stories appeared in the news today, everyone would think that this father should have been called for reported to the police. What kind of a father is this that wants to slaughter his son? What kind of a father is this that leaves his son and his wife in a barren land to suffer with no provisions and no food, nothing to sustain themselves? What kind of a father, what kind of a husband is this? But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did both things. Why did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam do both things? Same thing that we say, Islam, because he was a Muslim. The order came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Amanna wa saddaqna. He said, Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I have submitted myself to the Lord of all the worlds. And this is the lesson I'm trying to impart today. And this is the main lesson I want to impart today. That my dear brothers, especially those who are very interested in Islam, many a times you will find things in Islam that does not make sense to us, that goes against the demands of our intellect. But you have to understand that ilm has certain stages. The first stage of knowledge is your five senses. A person acquires knowledge with his five senses. He looks at something, he hears something, he sees something, he tastes something, and he acquires knowledge from that this thing is quite spicy. This thing is quite loud. This thing looks quite dangerous. So he acquires knowledge. The second stage of knowledge is intellect. Our intellect tells us that something is here. For example, our intellect is telling us that at this moment in time there is oxygen. How do we know there is oxygen? None of us can see it, none of us can hear it, but how do we know there's oxygen? The fact that we are alive shows that there is oxygen. If you remove oxygen, our life ceases to end. Our lives will cease. So the fact that we are alive proves that oxygen is here. So this is derived from our intellect. And then there is another stage of ilm. There is another stage of acquiring information. And that sense and that stage is directly from Allah. That Allah gives us information. Allah orders something. So whenever something comes from Allah, whether our intellect understands it or not, we need to understand that this is from Allah. My Shaykh always says that Allah is Hakim and Allah is Hakim. Allah issues orders, but along with issuing orders, there is also wisdom behind every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not possible that Allah orders us to do something and there is no wisdom behind it at all. It's just a fruitless task. It has no meaning. Meaningless task. Just do whatever you want to do, but I have told you to do, so do it. That is not possible because Allah is Hakim. So, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given these two tasks to do. And what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say? He did not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, whenever someone tells you something based on Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then don't think for a moment that this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense at all. Why do I have to do this? This completely does not make sense. I don't know, maybe Mufti Sahib just took it out. Maybe Mufti Sahib just made this up. Maybe this Imam Sahib just made this thing up. If he's saying it from the Quran and Sunnah, it definitely makes sense even though we do not understand it. These two orders, do they make any sense? Leave your child and leave your wife in a barren land with no food, no drink. It doesn't make sense at all. Slaughter your child. Murder your child. That definitely does not make any sense. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to do both. Why? Because he knew that Allah is Hakim and Allah is Hakim. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued, whatever order Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, is definitely for our benefit. So my dear brothers, the first lesson that we need to learn is that we have an authority over us. We have someone who issues orders over us, and that being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, the question, this question of why is it 5 salah? Why not 4? Why is it 4 rakats in Fajr? Why is it 2 rakats in Fajr? Why not 4? Why this? Why that? Not every question can be answered. Inshallah, the ulama will try to provide you a lot of wisdom as possible, but sometimes you won't be able to refer every question to an alim. So at that point, the answer for every single one of your questions is that Allah is the most wise. So whatever He has told us to do, there is definitely a wisdom behind it, but my faculty of intellect cannot reach that wisdom at this moment in time. If you have this mentality, you will find complete peace, tranquility in your life. You won't find any doubts with regards to Islam. If you do have doubts, then refer the matter to the ulama. The ulama will answer your questions. But if the doubt lingers and you didn't have time to refer to an alim, or you weren't comfortable with any alim or any scholar you could refer to, then tell yourself this, that I have knowledge of a pixel and Allah has knowledge of the picture. Allah has knowledge of the whole picture. He knows exactly how everything should be. I just have knowledge of a little dot. So how can my knowledge, according to my knowledge, how can I question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you have this in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the authority, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is definitely, there is some wisdom behind it, you'll find it very easily. Very easy in your life. The government is the authority upon us. Whatever law, whatever legislation they give out, then even though we may not like it, but we follow it. If they say that tomorrow, this road over here is a no entry road, we might not like it in the first beginning, but after a while we may begin to understand the wisdom. That it's a no-entry road, because if people coming up from here and traffic coming from here, it will cause a lot of congestion. So at the first instance, we'll be thinking that making this a no-entry road, how are we going to access the masjid easily? But over time, we'll see the wisdom. So when we have so much yaqeen and trust that what the government is doing, or what this authority, or what this figure is doing is best for us, then does Allah, whatever Allah issues for us, is that not also the best for us? Always have that in my dear brothers. Always have an authority over you. And our authority is Allah. Our authority is Allah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is best for us. And my dear fathers, this mentality needs to be created in children from the beginning. I don't know if any of you, but nowadays whenever you ask the child that, get me water, the first question is why? Why Abba? And you go outside, why Abba? Why? Every child is very inquisitive. And sometimes as fathers, we promote that there. And we answer all this question. At one point, my sheikh always says that, at one point when the child asks too many questions, say, because Ammi said. Ammi said so, that's why. So in his heart and his mind, from the very small, he knows that on top of me is Ammi and Abba. On top of me is Abbu. On top of me is my father and my mother. Whatever they say, I must do. When they have this from the beginning stages, that my father and my mother know what is best for me, then in accepting Allah is very easy. Because if they have yaqeen and trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever is best for me, then they will also have, whatever my father and mother does is best for me, then they will have very, it will be very easy to accept that whatever Allah does for me is best. So my dear brothers, this making an authority in your life is very, very important. And my dear brothers, along with making an authority, along with having this quality of submission in your life, also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah makes us Muslims. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, after constructing the Kaaba with Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, he made this dua. He said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And then another dua that he made was, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Oh Allah, make from, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا, make us مُسْلِمَيْنِ, make us submissive to you. Make us such people that we always submit ourselves to you. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. And from our progeny, make such people who always accept you, do not reject you. Who always follow you, do not oppose you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was then the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What was the result? That when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to go slaughter his son, what did he say to Ismail alayhi salam, his son? Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. That I have had a dream. In the dream I saw myself sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Ponder upon it. What is your opinion? Now the Mufassirin said, why is he asking what's his opinion? If Allah issued the order, he should have just taken him and gone to slaughter him. But he wanted to see that the tarbiyah, the nurturing that I have given my son, has he got the same mentality that I have? I have the mentality that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am going to do. But does my son also have that? فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What did the son say? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh my beloved father, افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Do exactly what you have been ordered to do. If this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you do this. You will find me from amongst the ones who are patient. Very important that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to accept. The first story that I mentioned was that of Hajar alayhi salam, when he left them in a barren land. Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam then ran after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that, why are you leaving us here? Why are you leaving us here? This is a barren land. There's no crops. There's nothing over here. Then why are you leaving us over here to suffer? Ibrahim alayhi salam never replied back. Then she asked, is this the order of Allah? Is this the order of Allah? So the son's mentality was completely authentic, completely sahih, complete correct. What's the wife's mentality like? The wife's mentality. The wife said that, is this order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibrahim alayhi salam nodded, yes. So he said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let us go to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let us go to waste. If this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will definitely be some sort of faida, some sort of benefit from this. This is the wife, this is the mentality of the wife. This is the mentality. Further on, Ismail alayhi salat, after the Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam grew up, he got married. Once when he got married, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit him, and upon visiting, he knocked on the door, and the wife, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, opened the door. When she opened the door, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked the wife that, where's your husband? So he said, he's gone out to work, he's gone out to find provisions for us. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam never introduced himself. He said that, how is life at home? How are you managing? She was like, nahnu bi sharrin, that we are in a very destitute state. We are struggling day to day, we are struggling. We have a very bad life. It's a very hard life. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that, okay, no problem. When your husband comes back, faqri alayhi salam, that pass my salam on to him and tell him to change his threshold, to change his doormat, you could say. To change his doormat. He needs to change his doormat. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam came back and he realized that something seems a bit different in the house. Something seems a bit different in the house. So he asked, did anyone come to visit today? So he said that an old man came to visit. So he asked, what did he say? He said that he asked about you, where you are. I said you were going out. Any other questions he asked? He asked, how's everything in the house? I thought that we were in a very bad state. Did he say anything? He passed salam to you. He conveyed salam to you. And he said, change your doormat. So Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam looked at her and said that that was my father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he has encouraged me and he has told me and commanded me that you are not a suitable woman and I need to divorce you. This seems a bit strange as well. But my dear brothers and my dear sisters, if you are going through difficulties in life, this is not something to share with everybody outside. This is something, whatever happens in the house remains in the house. If you are going through difficult times, my sisters, we have a very common state that we phone everyone. This one doesn't provide for me. He's so stingy. Yes, he doesn't even work. He's so lazy at home. He doesn't do anything. And with all our aunties and all the sisters in the house know exactly what's happening in the house. No, my dear sisters, this is not what we should be doing. This creates problems in the house. This is something to avoid. So Ibrahim alayhi salam spotted this, that this wife, to a complete strange man, she's revealing everything in the house. نَحْنُ بِشَرٍ. We are in a very bad state. We are suffering. We are not getting anything to eat. This is not something to share. So he said that, divorce her. What was Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's response? What does my father know? He's come for 2 seconds and he's already given me this order to divorce my wife. What does he know? No. He said that, أَلْحِقِي بِأَهْلِكِ. That go back to your parents' house. My father is a Nabi of Allah. And whatever the Nabi of Allah comes is an order from Allah. So in following my father is following Allah. So I have no questions with regards to what my father is saying. Whether in my eyes you're suitable or not suitable for me. But this order has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you go back to your parents' house. Later on, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam got married again. The same incident happened and the wife opened again. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, where's your husband? He said, he's gone out. He said, how's everything in the house? He said, Alhamdulillah, nahnu bi khairin. We are in a very pleasant life. He says, what do you eat on a daily? He says, we just eat meat and water. That's how we say, but Alhamdulillah, that's enough for us. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, pass salam on to your husband and tell him to keep this doormat. This is a good doormat. The same incident happened. The wife came back and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salam narrated the whole story. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says, that's my father. And he said that you are a very good wife. My dear brothers, the way the wife is at home is the way the house is. The way the house is, the way the child is. The way the child is, the way he will grow up in the future. And that's the man he will be. The house is the first madrasa, the first place to acquire ilm. If the house is good, the son will be good. If the son will be good, he will be a role model for others. If not, it will go all complete on the opposite side. So my dear brothers, this is the second lesson that we learned. This is a very important lesson, that along with you making this mind of submission, also make this for your children as well. And lastly, my dear brothers, inshallah, 8 o'clock will finish. And as a result of submitting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did I say first? You will have complete contentment with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You will have peace of mind. But not only will you have peace of mind, Allah will elevate your status. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's whole life was full of submission. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did was test him and test him and test him. And every time he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Verily, we are going to make you for the people an imam. For the whole of mankind, you will be the imam. You will be the imam. Why will you be the imam? Because of all the tests you have passed, all the missions you have completed, how submissive you are to me. Inshallah, we will raise your status in this world and in the hereafter. That's why when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, who did he meet on the seventh heaven, on the highest heaven? He met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an imam for the whole world. The whole world, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is an imam. And my dear brothers, if this is the rule of Islam, man tawadu'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued, you humble yourself and you say that, okay, it may not make sense to me, but my Allah has said it to me. My Allah has commanded me to do this, so I will do it. Today will be hard, tomorrow will be hard, the day after will be hard, but one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that my servant has humbled himself to me, I will make everything easy for him and I will increase him in status. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is exactly what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. So my dear brothers, this is what we need to take from the lesson from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, whenever something comes and you don't understand it, you don't understand why Islam says this, why this, why does Islam say this, it doesn't make sense to me, always remember that Allah has mentioned it, so it must be some khair inside it. There must be some goodness inside it, but I am unable to acquire that goodness. And whilst doing this, we need to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The people who are the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, those people who will leave this gathering and will get all the lessons from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What did these people do? My dear brothers, as I mentioned before, listening to the lecture is not enough. We need to take something away from this lecture. And what do we need to take? We need to get closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam. How do we get closer to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? We need to get closer by following him. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ. Who follow him. And who else do they follow? وَهَذَا النَّبِي. And they follow this Nabi, meaning they follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will gain the closenesses of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you will gain the closenesses of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. اتِّبَاعُ النَّبِي. You need to follow the Prophet, the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in order to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we need one thing. And Mufti Sahab indicated to this fact just before, and that is that of acquiring knowledge. Acquire knowledge, my dear friends. I don't want to be harsh, but the reality is reality. And I found out, and I'm saying this with a lot of feeling in my heart, my dear friends. We, the people of Ashton, I have lived with you for 20 years, 25 years, 27 years. I have come to the conclusion, I have come to this thing. Again, don't take it offensive, don't take it badly. But we are content with the religiousness that we are on. To a certain degree, we are content with the religiousness we are on. What do I mean by this? We don't feel the need to acquire more knowledge. We feel that what we have, we are reading 5 times salah. And I'm especially speaking to the crowd here because a lot of you, mashallah, do read your 5 times salah in the masjid. We feel that we come to the masjid and we read our 5 times salah. We know how to read Quran. Whether we read Quran or not, that's a different story. But we know how to read Quran. And we come to the 5 times, we come 5 times to the masjid and we read salah. So this is enough for us. That's why when the elan is made that inshallah after the Maghrib salah, the darse hadith will take place, the lessons of hadith will take place, please participate. When our Qari Sahib, Mona Abdul Karim Shah, Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentions that inshallah, Baqiya namazo ke baad darse Quran hoga, then seldom do we find people who stay behind. Who stays behind? Our Haji Sahib. All the elderly people stay behind. They stay behind and listen to the darse Quran. My dear brothers, if we're not going to acquire ilm, I'm not telling you to go into a classroom. It's difficult at this age to go to a classroom. I understand. It is difficult at this age to go to a classroom and sit down and take out your textbooks and take out pens and go back to how you were when you were 16 years old. I understand that. It is difficult. We should do this. But if you can't do this because it's difficult to do this, to commit yourself, at least commit yourself to one thing a week. When Mufti Sahib says that inshallah after this namaz will be Darse Quran, and you know that Mufti Sahib will talk for 20 minutes and you don't have time, that's the common excuse, that we don't have time. We want to, we really want to sit, but we don't have time. Okay, you don't have time, I accept you don't have time, you are very busy. We don't have time, but you do have 5 minutes. You do have 5 minutes, because the YouTube video that you watch at home, each of them are 5 minutes. Even though TikTok is a very short videos, but we go through like 20 of them, which equals 5 minutes at the end of the day. Yes? We do have 5 minutes, and if you don't want to get up whilst Mufti Sahib is talking, because you think this is disrespectful, then alhamdulillah, that's a very good trait. So what you do is sit at the back of the masjid, by the wall. I'm saying this with a very sincere heart. Sit for 5 minutes a week. Mufti Sahib will continue for 20 minutes, half an hour. You sit, and how much, whenever your 5 minutes is up, then you can go. But commit yourself to one program a week. Why? Because if you acquire knowledge, if you acquire ilm, it will definitely benefit you. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the people who have ilm. And my dear brothers, we are content with the amount of ilm we have. A few questions that do we know the wajibat of salah? Do we know that the Fatiha in the first 2 rakats of a farz salah is wajib? Fatiha in all the rakats of a non-farz salah is wajib? Do we know how many ayat to read after the surah Fatiha? Do we know is ruku farz wajib or sunnah? Do we know how long we have to say? Do we know what ta'dilul arkan is? So we are content that we are reading 5 times salah, but do we know all the issues and all the masail and all the rulings of salah? So my dear, acquire ilm. Mufti Sahib has started the Sanatain course, the classical Arabic course. If you can, enroll in them, please. Look, my dear brothers, if you enroll in his course, what benefit will I get? Am I going to get half of his wages? Am I going to send my bank account to him and say that Mufti Sahib, you know, because I got, mashallah, I managed to get 10 more people in your classes, so whatever fees they give it my way. And what benefit will I get if you join his class? I will get no benefit, but my dear brothers, wallahi, I'm saying it for your benefit. Wallahi, I'm saying it for your benefit. You enroll in classes, you acquire ilm from authentic people. Authentic people. At a time, there was a time in Ashton where we were struggling to find English-speaking imams. Yes, there was only Urdu speaking things. Now we have an English speaking imam. Why are we not benefiting? I'm being very direct and maybe very harsh. But sometimes the truth hurts, my dear brothers. If I'm not going to say it, how is Mufti Sahib going to say that? Why are you not benefiting from me? He's not going to say that about his own self, that why are you not benefiting from me? I'm here for this many years, why are you not benefiting from me? He, Mufti Sahib, is an alim, a hafiz. He's an imam of this masjid, but I just spoke to him 2 weeks ago. He's going to Blackburn once a week, twice a week, to acquire more knowledge. He's a mufti sahib. None of us are muftis. Not a lot of us are alims, but he's acquiring more knowledge. Does he need more knowledge? Why does he feel the need to acquire more knowledge? The reason I'm mentioning him is because you can all relate to him. He's acquiring more knowledge. Why does he need to acquire more knowledge? So if he needs to acquire more knowledge and he feels the need to acquire more knowledge, why do we not feel the need to acquire more knowledge? If we acquire more knowledge, we will be able to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam properly. We will know what Allah is ordering us. Then we will be able to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to end, because I'm gone quite over then, but my dear brothers, please pay attention to this. How much ever time you can dedicate, even if it's 2 minutes a week, 3 minutes a week, you will find something beneficial from each and every. If you're not, agar aapko munasibat nahi hai angrezi zuban se, to hamare kari Abdul Kareem Shah ke dars mein baitha karo. Unhone kitni martaba dars Quran khatam kar diya dars ke zariye se? Kitni martaba khatam kar diya? To unko koi na koi maharat hai Quran mein. Aur jo Quran ke dars jo wo impart kar rahe hain, کوئی نہ کوئی benefit, کوئی نہ کوئی فائدہ تو ہوگا. تو اگر آپ کے پاس وقت نہیں ہے ہمارے قاری صاحب کے درس کے لیے, تو کم از کم 5 منٹ کا وقت تو ہے نہیں. چونکہ عجیب بات, surprising thing is that we don't have time, but outside the masjid we can spend 5 minutes talking to someone, but we couldn't spend 5 minutes whilst the imam was giving hadith. My dear brothers, let it not be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us that my Quran was being taught to you, my hadith was being taught to you, and you turned your back away from it. You turned your back away from my kalam, my Quran. You turned your back away from it. Let it not be that on the day of Qiyamah Allah questions us. At least we can tell Allah that, Allah, I know I did turn, but 5 minutes a week I used to give to the Quran. 5 minutes a week I used to give to hadith. I used to try to learn your deen for 5 minutes a week. I know it's not good enough, but ma'ziratan ila rabbikum. This is my excuse to you. At least do this much, my dear brothers. Inshallah, we'll try to do this. 5 minutes is not that hard, inshallah. And finally, once we've acquired ilm, then what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say to the fire? قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطٍ سَوِيًّا. What is the fayda? What is the benefit of ilm? He told his father, قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, I have acquired knowledge. فَاتَّبِعْنِي, follow me. أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطٍ سَوِيًّا, I will lead you onto the straight path. Every day in salah we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We want to gain onto the straight path, but without knowledge, how are we going to get to that straight path? Without knowledge, how are we going to get onto the straight path? Ibrahim ﷺ said, ilm, I have acquired ilm, and through this ilm, I will lead you onto the straight path. Shows that ilm leads to the straight path. Finally, my dear brothers, to tread on the straight path, we need to practice upon the ilm, and we need to remove ourselves and get rid of ourselves from the filthy traits that are in our heart. Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, how will he come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَدْ جَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ قَدْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam will approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He'll come with a pure heart. What does a pure heart mean? That heart that does not have any shirk, that heart that does not have any disbelief inside it, that heart that does not have any al-qaid al-fasida, any wrong beliefs, any wrong bid'at, any wrong innovations in his heart, and that heart that is free from all malice, that is free from all evil traits. If someone has this kind of a heart, he will be successful. But again, my dear brothers, if you want to save yourself from doubts, if you want to save yourself from disbelief, if you want to save yourself from bid'at and innovations in Islam, and if you want to remove all these evil characteristics of your heart of pride and jealousy and everything, you will have to go to someone, wouldn't you? You will have to go and acquire ilm of how to stay away from these things, no? And these people are called Ahlul Dhikr. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr, the people of knowledge, the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do not know. So my dear brothers, this is the message today, that we need to reach submission in Allah. In order to reach submission, we need to acquire ilm. And after acquiring ilm, we need to purify ourselves of all debasing qualities. Act upon this ilm, then you will reach submission. When you reach submission, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you an imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a lofty status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you benefit in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الْكَرِيمِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد به قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى دون مشيتك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله guide us onto the straight path the path of those who are successful not the path of those whom you have led astray and not the path of those who have gained your anger يا الله Ya Allah, guide us onto the straight path. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to acquire ilm from authentic sources. After granting us this ability, Ya Allah, grant us the ability to act upon this ilm. And Ya Allah, after granting us the ability to act upon this ilm, make us Muslims. Ya Allah, make us Muslims. Ya Allah, make us Muslims. Ya Allah, through your grace and through your mercy, we are mu'mins. We have accepted you. We believe in you. Ya Allah, now make us Muslims. Make us Muslims, perfect believers, people who submit to you, people who do not question you, people who accept you, they do not reject you, people who do not oppose you, people who follow you, people who are obedient to you, people who are not disobedient to you. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Ya Allah, all the programs that are happening in this masjid, Ya Allah, increase it and grant barakat in it, grant goodness in it. Ya Allah, make the people of Ashton, make the people of Ashton Hadi and Muhtadeen, make them guided, guide them all onto the straight path. And Ya Allah, make us successful in the hereafter. Ya Allah, save us from shaitan and nafs. Ya Allah, save us from having a wretched heart. Ya Allah, save us from having any debasing qualities within our heart. Ya Allah, save us from riya. Ya Allah, save us from arrogance. Save us from pride. Save us from those actions that displease you. Ya Allah, grant us goodness in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Allah, at the time of death. Ya Allah, at the time of death when Malakul Maut is coming to extract our ruh, and let him not turn to us and akhrijni, akhrij. He tells us to get out of our soul, and the punishment of Allah begins at the time of death. Ya Allah, save us from such outcomes. Ya Allah, save us from such an outcome. Ya Allah, save us from such an outcome. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ Ya Allah, make it not be that on the day of Qiyamah, the time of what we feel the anguish and the pain of death. Ya Allah, save us from such an outcome. Ya Allah, make it such that on the time of our death, the angels are saying, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدُخُلِي جَنَّتِي Oh, the content soul, return to your Lord. Return to your Lord. He is happy with you and you are happy with Him. Grant us such a death, Ya Allah. Save us from all evil departure, from a bad departure. Grant us a good departure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, when we are lowered in our qabr, when we are lowered in our grave, make the grave not say to us that from all the people who walked upon me, I hated you the most. I hated you the most. See how I treat you today. See how I punish you today. Make them, Ya Allah, make that not our hashar. Make that not our outcome. Make it be that when we lie in our grave, then the grave expands to such length that we are able to see our abode in Jannah. Ya Allah, when we are made to rise on the day of Qiyamah, make us not say, مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ Who has woken us up from our peaceful state? Make us not enter Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, make it not be that we when we go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and we ask for the water of Kawthar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the angels prevent us and they say that, oh Muhammad, he is not from your ummah. He is not from your ummah. You do not know what he did after you passed away. Ya Allah, make that not be. Make us taste the sweetness of the water of Kawthar, and Ya Allah, gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, just like how we are gathered here today, gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus. Gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi al-kareem bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Amin.
Jazakallah khairan to Murnaz himself for that very important and very beautiful talk. I was hoping that he would continue, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it from him. Inshallah, we should stay connected, like Murnaz mentioned, to all the talks that happen in the future. We do advertise them outside on that screen. We advertise them on social media, and we mention them as well. So please keep an eye out for all of them, and please do try and attend them. Jazakallah khairan for attending. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.